But for people who understand greatness, for people who are committed to being the best, for people who are committed to getting the most done, today is not Monday. Today is really
Jaguars Monday with J.P. Shadrick, Jaguars great Tony Boselli, and CBS Sports senior writer Pete Prisco.
I have the number one draft pick. I'm Tony Boselli. They said fly the planes for me when I hurt my knee.
That's
Everybody
true.
Else has to fly commercial.
That's true.
And then
I've got a burger named after me.
I don't remember little peons like John.
That's not true. I remember you, Pete.
Now, to kick off Jaguars Monday, here's J.P. Shadrick.
Oh, here we go. Jaguars Monday after a dominant performance in Indianapolis at Lucas Oil Stadium. 27-0, the final. Jags improved to 4-3. They're in a first-place tie in the AFC South. The Titans have the tiebreaker currently.
I've been saying for a while now.
Yeah.
Power rankings are the number one team. It's without a doubt now. I know we'll get to that later.
Yeah.
But, I mean.
You have. I'll give you
jumping
credit.
Jumping the gun already. Jumping the gun already.
Jumping the gun. They're the best team right now, Pete.
It's not even close.
You disagree, Pete?
How things change in a week.
I said last week they're the best team, by the way. Thank you.
Yeah, but you were being more of a
fanboy
back then.
No, they're the best team.
They are the best team.
It's not even close.
They're going to win the division.
I'm making that proclamation
right now. You haven't guaranteed that they win the division.
Yeah, I did. You missed it. Ask JP what I said.
Before we went on air.
Repeat. Quote me what I said
before we went on air tonight. Here's what he said. Jeff Logman was in here getting ready for All Access Television tonight. Oh, by the way, they have Blake Bortles 7 o'clock tonight on CBS 47. So
DVR it and watch it after us.
And Calais Campbell also every week. Tony said this. The Jaguars will win the division.
Yeah.
Period.
He did.
Yeah.
That's a bad start for our show because we're agreeing on something. That's
I know.
Never good.
It's not good. Mm. They're the best team.
USC and Arizona State play this week, and they both stink. So
yeah, I don't even care. How bad's that?
Do I?
No.
Before we get into Jaguars, I just got to say this. ASU has upset Washington, went on the road and upset Utah, and now they legitimately can win the Pac-12 South. That's the worst possible scenario that can happen because I want the coach fired.
Where's the game at?
ASU.
I will win.
Tempe.
We'll win.
Mm. What, you think Baby Hands will have a good day?
You know what the best thing for me is that he has not had a good year, and so he's going to come back.
He is going to go back to school. All right, so look, Tony, I'm with you. They're going to win. Jacksonville's winning that division.
Yeah.
They are the best team. And you know what? They came out of an offensive schematic slumber yesterday.
How much is that? How much of it is they called the game different, which they did, but how much of it is that the Colts are just awful?
The Colts are terrible. But you know what? A week before the Colts, I mean, Mariota threw for over 300.
Yeah, they gave up 36 to the Titans.
But they got the long run late in the game to get the, you know.
Yeah, but they gave up a bunch of yards because they just couldn't score in the red zone last week. They had all the field goals.
Yeah.
Would they call it like that against if there was the Seahawks?
That's my question. I mean, so I guess the question I would love to know is if they went back and did it over again, would they call the game like that against the Rams when they were getting the four, you know, the 4-4, the goal line defense in the middle of the field? Would they do it over?
You know me. I've been a big proponent of playing that way more often than not.
Well, Pete, I've been even saying on the radio.
Yes, you have.
That they need they need to throw on first down more.
Yeah, and did you see where the big plays came from? On what down they came on?
A lot for early down throws.
I've been saying it. And you know what? People will kill me for saying this because I say it a lot, though, and they still kill me. Blake Bortles is a different quarterback when he's allowed to throw on early downs. I'm sorry. He just is. He looks looser. He looks more comfortable. He doesn't press. When they put him in obvious passing situation, the guy, it's like he's over a putt to win the title or something. To win the Masters, whereas everywhere else he's playing like in the local muni. You know what I mean? It's just the pressure mounts on him for some reason. They got to allow him to throw
him
early.
I want to know, Pete, would they if they went back? I mean, I guess.
Yeah, they would.
You think they do it over differently, was this feeling their oats out because the Colts are awful and they didn't think they could beat them no matter what?
Well, it's not like they didn't run the ball yesterday either.
They did
run the ball. Yeah. So why can't you play this way and still run the ball? I think you can. I think you saw that in the second half. You throw to score, you run to win. You saw that in the second half. They weren't throwing the ball around in the second half. To me, this is the way they have to play. And you know what? It's funny how you play a little bit more up-tempo, a little – I'm not up-tempo, but you take more shots. The wide receivers looked a lot better. The wide receivers looked like they were getting open. And granted, the Colts stink. But
back to my question. Is how much of this is the Jags playing great compared to the Colts just being awful?
Probably a little bit of both. Right?
Somewhere in the middle, right? Yeah. Somewhere in the
middle. But that forget
hey,
about
hey, Pete, can you get a phone booth? Can you sit on a phone booth so you can see you? You're a little low in your seat.
We're watching you on Jaguars.com.
There
you
go,
can barely
better.
See
there
your
you
face.
Go. Yeah, that's better.
Grab
the phone booth and sit on it. Or get a booster seat.
It's not a phone booth, it's a phone book, Tony.
Oh,
if I was sitting on a phone booth,
you
I'd be up near your height.
Yeah, you got
I'd be
point.
Up near I'd be up near Herman Munster height like you have.
How about a booster seat? You got a booster?
No, I don't. Hey, I was just slouching back because I'm getting casual in the seat, you know? Oh. Tony, look, the bottom line is it's not about who you play, it's how you play.
I agree.
Why should they play, any differently when you play the Rams?
I don't know.
Because
they did,
better.
Though. So I want to know.
What are their two best games this year? Two best games.
Ravens.
Yeah, in London.
And Colts. Right. Offensively, those are their two best games.
Right. And how did they play in both games?
Threw the ball a little bit, right?
They opened it up both of them early with deep passes.
Right. So, to me, that's a no-brainer. And you know what? A lot of these guys, you know, we do our fantasy football show down here, and a lot of guys were saying, hey, Ivory, he's going to run. I said, no, all we heard up there was they're going to throw the ball more, they're going to do things differently. You saw that coming, right? Even Marone was hinting at it all week long that they were going to open it up.
I knew before the game started what they were going to do.
Yeah, but you're on the inside, though. You're one.
Well,
you're part of the team, Tony. You're a team player.
I knew it, but I also knew it without knowing it. If that makes sense, I didn't have to hear it to know it.
Like nobody told me that, and
But I don't want to say they got embarrassed, but as a coaching staff, I think they were a little bit.
They were shook a little bit.
Well, the fact that they had no answer when a team was running goal line defense, basically, in the middle of the field, and they had no answer, I think bothered them. And they
6-2 stack monster. 6-2 stack monster.
And they said, we're going to come out and throw it. Enough's enough.
Do you remember that from that movie, Tony? All the Right Moves? 6-2 stack monster. 6-2 stack monster. That's what they ran last week. You mentioned it to me after you watched the tape last week, and I was prepared for it when I went back and watched it on the 22. When I watched it on 22, I was like, I am not believing what I'm seeing.
I told you, Pete.
I know. It was unreal. I sent out a bunch of – I don't know if you saw it. I kept sending out screenshots.
It was like a high school defense. It's what we were in high school.
It was ridiculous. But I thought it was good yesterday. And
you know
what
the interesting thing to me, Pete, was? I said this morning. I was on the with Dan and Jeff. This team, the worst it could be is 4-3. This currently is the worst record they possibly could have. Because every win's been by four touchdowns.
Yeah, true.
This is the worst. They should very easily could be 6-1.
Don't they have the second highest scoring margin in
the
league?
Yes, behind the Rams.
To the Rams?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, but Pete,
I mean,
they could easily be 6-1. The Rams are 74. The 74-point differential, the Jags are 73.
Okay, which games are you counting? You're counting the Rams game with the special teams.
And the Jets.
And the Jets, yeah.
I mean, Marquise Lee drops a pass that they got a field goal to win
one,
it.
The only one that
the Titans beat him soundly in the second half. That was not
right.
I mean, think about
it. But even that game was close at the half.
No, but I know, but you can't say. I mean,
the undefeated Jacksonville Jaguars.
But they very easily could be 6-1, and they could be no worse than 4-3. It's not like they've won games like, oh, they got lucky there.
Sneaking a win here or there.
The wins are blowouts.
But it goes back to what you've been saying, and I've been saying it. This team has to open it up. You cannot be afraid of your quarterback in the national. He's not great. Okay, we're all going to sit here. He's not going to be. He's never going to be great ever. So you might
Is
as well put that out of
anything
he
can do to where they sign him as the franchise quarterback after the end of the year? Anything at this point?
A couple
after
about
seven
like
games.
seven more of those games like yesterday, and then they win. Yeah. But you're not going to get that from them because they're not going to allow them to do that every week. That's just not going to happen. It's not going to happen. You know, people criticize – like we were watching a game yesterday and the throw to Cole in the middle of the field. Some guy said that should have been a touchdown. I thought that was a pretty darn good throw from the way he threw it.
It was a little underthrown, but that's fine.
But, yeah. There were things he did like where he reset his feet and fired a shot into the middle of the field. I think it was to Hearns on one play. I mean, it just looked different. And He plays much better when he's allowed to play like that. If you put a bad quarterback in an obvious passing situation, not bad, but a below-average quarterback in an obvious passing situation, you're asking for – it's going to be a disaster. Got to let him play.
Yeah, it's
I mean, what's the feeling in town today? Were the fans
I wasn't
like
– here. I was out of town. I got back.
Were the fans – JP, were
the
fans like,
I've been
oh, Bortles, you got to let him play. Bortles played better. He's better. You got to let him play.
I think there were some tweets during the game yesterday. Hey, why are they taking the ball out of Blake's hands? Kind of joking around a little bit, you know, when he was actually throwing the ball pretty well. But I don't know. I was in the building all day today. Didn't get to listen to the radio much.
Yeah, it's interesting. It'll be interesting to see how they play the rest of the year. They need to open it up.
Yeah.
The one thing that just stands out, though, and it was we're talking a lot about the offense because we haven't seen it. We've only seen this one other time. The defense is remarkable. If this defense gets a lead, I don't think there's a better defense in the NFL right now.
It's ball game
with a lead,
two score
I mean, maybe
lead,
Denver,
two score lead, it's over.
Maybe Denver with their pass rush or their secondary is right. The only defense that's probably close. Pete, I mean, this defense gets a lead, it's like lights out.
When
they got up two touchdowns, really? I was like, it's over. There's zero chance. I said it, and everyone's like, don't say it. I said, there's no chance they can come back.
Minnesota has a pass rush like that with Griffin. Griffin has a
sack. Yeah, but they don't have
the
secondary that the Jaguars have.
No. Harrison Smith and they're not as good, but Harrison
Smith
point.
And they're
Xavier
not as good.
Rhodes.
That's what I just
said. But Xavier Rhodes is right there with Jalen Ramsey. Okay,
no,
he's had
not.
A phenomenal.
Okay, let me ask you a question.
This year he has.
Okay, let me ask you
this
a question.
This year he has.
We're picking teams, Pete, and you have the first pick. Jalen Ramsey. You have to take a corner. Which are you taking, Xavier Rhodes or Jalen Ramsey?
I take Ramsey.
Okay, then shut up.
But he's right there with him, is what I'm saying. They're right neck and neck. They're the two. Right now, they're the two best corners in the league right now, Tony. They are.
Okay.
So
I like
so then the safety. Harrison Smith is the best. Harrison Smith is the best safety of the group.
Okay. I'll just say the comma.
Oh, he is. What are you going?
I'm just.
He's better than Barry Church. He's better than Gibson.
Barry Church and Gibson are playing good.
Where's that coming from?
That was
Joe Fortunato.
That was Joe. Mm-hmm. And Boye is not too far behind as far as top corners in this league right now.
No, Boye's playing good too. I mean, and Colvin's a good little nickel corner. I mean, it's a good defense. I'm not saying it's a really good defense, and it might be. I said it last night. I think they're going to be. I said it all along. I think by the end of the year they'll be the best defense in the league.
They just can't stop the run. Still, it still bothers.
Yeah, why?
Me. I don't know.
That issue's early in the game.
Yeah, I don't think they're very. I don't think the nose and the three are playing overly well.
I don't either. Hmm. They've been getting blocked a little bit, turned and stuff. It's weird.
I guess what special.
But Avery Jones made a good play on the sneak.
Yes.
Oh, okay,
yes, he
great.
Did.
That's outstanding. That's great. Who sneaks from 2 yards? It's the dumbest goal I've ever seen.
Well, you know what it was? They came to the line of scrimmage.
Yeah,
it was wide open.
You have to go faster.
And then they closed it down right before.
Yeah, you have to go faster. And you can't go from shotgun to underneath. You have to.
But. Yeah, he's not playing. Of the two guys on defense that aren't playing to the expectations, Avery Jones is one, and Malik is the other. And I think Malik's been hurt. I think the bye probably comes at a good time for him because you see flashes of it with him. I just don't. Avery Jones hasn't been as good. He hasn't been as. You think he's a power player on the.
No,
at the point,
he's not.
He hasn't been.
He's not a power player.
Yeah.
He's a big finesse player.
Sheldon Day had a good day yesterday.
Why do you say that?
Well, he did. You don't think he played pretty well yesterday? I thought he did on the TV tape. It looked like he did.
He flashes.
Right.
Special teams
you think
had
he
a good day.
Well, Tony, you're disputing me. I saw your face.
No, I'll be honest. I didn't watch.
He looked like. You didn't watch the tape yet?
No.
I just thought he looked like on the TV tape. He looked like he played a pretty good game.
Yeah. Special
Telvin
teams.
Smith was phenomenal. Telvin Smith looked like he was phenomenal.
Telvin's a great
tape.
Player.
Special teams had a solid day.
Lambo, baby. You know what I like about having Lambo on the team? And nothing against Jason Myers. I hate taking shots at guys when they're not here anymore.
Oh, no, you take shots against him because he wasn't there.
You know what? I don't get that pit in my stomach when we kick field goals.
Yeah,
I mean, extra points
don't.
Anymore. The extra points.
Yeah.
It used to be like, oh, gosh, we got an extra point. We're going to miss it. Hmm. With Lambo, I feel good about making those.
Hey, Tony, one thing. I know we're going to go to break here in a second, but one thing about Cole's route, when I watched that,
yeah,
and Cole had the
deep one,
the skinny, you know, yep. The yeah, that had Keenan written all over it. The way he ran that route, I mean, you could see Keenan McCardell's coaching because he ran a nice route. He ran a nice move. It's a double move kind of. Ran it a little out and up.
I'm just glad they did it, Pete, and because if you're going to run the ball as well as they do, play-action pass is going to be open over the top. It's going to be there.
It was on first down, too.
You got to do it on first down or second and short. Take those shots.
Let's come back and delve into the offense a bit more. Blake Bortles Day, is it sustainable? We'll find out from these two. Coming up at Daly's Place, the Massage Envy Concert Series. Well, it continues with Colt Ford Saturday, November 4th.
Oh, Colt Ford, man.
The night before the Bengals game.
It's raining outside. I just saw the pictures of the stadium. It looks cold out there. Sorry. I don't know what made me think of that, but I was just telling all the people who were watching. Go back to Colt Ford. I'm more excited about Colt Ford than the rain.
Colt Ford and I had a nice conversation today.
Yeah.
You'll hear it on the J.P. Shadrick podcast
Kings
Thursday.
Kings of Leon coming up.
Yeah.
Santana.
Some nice shows. 633-2000 or visit dailysplace.com. You want to read the next one when we go to the next break?
Yeah,
No. Next break. We'll
all
do
right.
That.
Great. That's a great venue, by the way. I love that place.
If you can't tell, this is Jaguars Monday on Jaguars Radio.
It was a conscious effort, trying to go to Cole and in the past, obviously, with the box counts and things of that nature. So, going into it, we wanted to make sure that, we were able to, spend a little bit more time, practice a little bit more, on shots down the field, put a little bit more emphasis on it during the week. And hopefully, they play the coverages and things of that nature that we're practicing against and going out there and able to, make those plays. And those are the type of plays that, I think on the first four possessions, it was probably a chunk play, a big play, in every one of those possessions.
Head coach Doug Marrone in the postgame last night at Lucas Oil Stadium. Yesterday afternoon at Lucas Oil Stadium. Jags win 27-0 over the Colts. J.P. Shadrick, Tony Boselli. Pete Prisco's down in South Florida with us. By the way, feel the teal. As the Jags host the Bengals November 5th. The Jags will wear teal jerseys for the first time since 2013. Tickets available for as low as $49. Be there for the Teal Takeover, 633-2000, the number for tickets.
Teal Takeover.
Yeah, 633-2000, you can call.
Remember that teal, Tony? You used to wear some teal back in the day.
Yeah, it was our home jersey a lot of times. Did Doug say anything about why we can't...
You have a cough button. What are you doing? What is wrong with you?
That's great on? Radio here in Tony Boselli coughing in the mic.
Sorry. I was looking for it. I was struggling.
Jeez, you are struggling tonight.
Did he say, I am not doing well. Did he say anything about why we can't win at home?
No, we haven't quite gone there. No. It'll be a
tough one. They won at home. They won in London.
No, in Everbank. So
five of the next seven are at Everbank.
I've heard
Field,
two people tell me now that it's a great idea. On Saturdays, we should get on the buses here at the stadium, drive to the airport, fly around, circle around, land back in Jacksonville, and go to the hotel of the team. And then all the staff will all go out to the sports bars like we do and watch college football.
The landing.
The landing and act like we're on the road. And then come to the game and win.
How about opening it up?
We're getting per diem, too. Joe wants
how about open? How about opening it up at home? Because both home games, they've been stodgy and boring.
Is it sustainable what Blake did yesterday? Can he do that?
I'm going to say I hope so, but we haven't seen it ever. So it's hard. It's like when I said I have a feeling we're going to do well, and Loggeman asked me, he's like, what do you base it on? I said, my gut.
Mm-hmm.
I have no evidence. I have no evidence that Blake can do this back-to-back. I hope he can. I'm rooting for him. I want him to. I'm believing, I'm praying, I'm hoping, begging, whatever other thing I can do, but I have no evidence that says it's going to happen. I have evidence the defense is going to play great.
Oh yeah,
I have evidence
sure.
That the defense, if you give them a lead, if you get a two-possession lead, I don't think you can beat this defense.
Let me ask you this, Tony. If they had Allen Robinson on the field and maybe D.D. Westbrook, would you think better of that, or are you just basing that on the quarterback?
I don't think it's all quarterback, but I think a good portion of it is maybe. What do you think?
I think a lot of it's how they play.
I think it's how they call the game because I don't think the coaching staff has a ton of confidence.
But could they call it different when A-Rob is out there to go out jump guys?
I think they can call it different now. They just did. called it different.
Right. So
they called it different last week. I don't know.
Why can't you do that against the Rams?
That's what we're talking about.
I know.
Pete and I.
Why can't they do that against the Rams?
Okay. I don't know.
So the next game at home is against a pretty darn good defense.
No, they're not playing very well though.
Well, they're ranked very highly on defense.
Very highly. How high is very highly? I'm going to look.
Well, I think they were high going into yesterday. I thought.
Well, no, do you think or do you know, Pete?
Because
you start saying stuff that you don't sure about, and I'd like to know for sure what we're talking about here. I'm a very specific kind of individual.
Just cough into the mic again and get on with it, would you?
Sorry.
So that's coming up.
You got a frog in your throat today.
It's 2 weeks away. The questions will be, is Linder going to be back? Is Fournette going to be ready to go? What's Cam Robinson's story? The guys that played in there played well, though.
Well, didn't they say Robinson just had an ankle today?
That's what they said.
Well, but if it's a high ankle, then it's bad.
You want to let's listen to what Doug Marrone said about Cam Robinson's injury today in his press conference.
Ankle sprain. I'm going to say, well, you know, we'll just see how he goes when he comes back. But it's an ankle sprain. I don't even know. I just know. They just tell me. Sprained ankle.
I don't believe that.
We'll see how it goes the next couple of days and see how he feels when he starts putting weight on it and things of that nature. So I was told that he did have an MRI. I don't know what the X-ray said. I just said ankle sprain, so I would imagine that everything else is okay.
There's a few different questions involved there.
I don't believe
Doug. Come on,
Doug. I don't believe
Doug. Come on, Doug.
Listen, I don't want to say Doug's a liar, but he just lied. Because he knows. He's the head coach. I mean, come on. He knows. I mean, no, they all do it.
Yeah, he knows. He knows.
They all do it, but that's funny.
By the way, Bengals are tied for fourth in scoring defense, in case you're wondering. 2 points behind Jacksonville, 112.
Okay,
they have 112 points.
Good.
Yeah, see? Okay. So do they go into that game and decide, oh, they're a good they're a good defense, so we're going to have to play scared again, or do they go into the game saying, let's go play?
I hope it's go play.
And we'll talk more about that next week, but I'm just – to me –
I thought we had a bye next week.
Yeah, but we're on.
We're on, baby.
Oh, we are.
No, we're on.
I thought Joe and I were going to take a
remember
bye.
We had a hurricane. Oh. Remember?
I thought we had a bye.
It was like a hurricane day next week.
You had a bye when you went to London. You weren't on. What are you talking about?
I was on.
You were on like 15 minutes.
Well, you came on for about
an hour.
15 minutes.
An hour.
You know, the show's 2 hours.
Were you on for an hour?
Yes. It was the best hour of that night.
He was on – yeah, when you weren't on.
Yeah, too bad it's a two-hour show there, Tone.
The ratings went through the roof that day.
What huge.
Haven't recovered.
Huge.
Haven't recovered. No, I just think that, okay, in a couple weeks you're going to play a good defense again. You can't go back to being obvious passing situation team again. You just can't be. And if you look, Tony, you look at the play-by-play, the big plays, they didn't throw on every first down, but the big plays came on first down. The long play to Cole came on first down.
I agree. Who are you trying to convince, knucklehead? I'm with you. I still can't go with the fact that Doug said he didn't know that Cam had an MRI, what it said.
Did Tom ever not know every –
No, Tom knew everything. He might have told you guys, but he knew.
Well, we played doctor anyways. I always pretended
I
was the doctor.
Oh, he hated that. Gosh, he hated when you do that.
Oh, yeah.
How did
I would do that around there now.
How did Wells play in a spot?
Okay.
Just eye test.
Just okay.
Yeah.
I haven't studied it, but fine. I'm not going to say he played great. I'll look at it more when I have a chance, but from first glance, fine.
But as a whole, do you think the offensive line played good, Tony?
Pete, they had over 500 yards of offense.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm asking you that. That's why I'm asking.
I mean, yes.
You'd have to say yes.
Yeah, you had to say yes.
Right.
Anytime you – now, I'm sure Pro Football Focus will tell you that they all were terrible.
Well, I glanced at them. That's why I'm asking you.
But anytime you have that many yards, you play the way you do, I think you had a good game.
And they're playing with two backups, which is pretty impressive when you think about it.
Two backups.
In a league where
two backups and
offensive
the backup,
line play stinks.
And the backup running back.
Right.
And a back
but,
and your
but
backup,
I'm talking about up front,
four
though.
Starters. Pete, they had four starters out yesterday.
Linder, Fournette, Robinson, and Robinson, right? If you count out, yeah.
It's impressive.
Four projected starters. You can't count A. Rob.
What do you mean?
Gone, you know?
He started the season. He was their number one receiver.
You're right. I'll give you that one.
Say that again?
Yeah.
Say that again, Pete.
Record this.
You're right.
Thank you.
For once in your life. He's right, though, early in the show, when he picked the Jaguars to win the division, because they're going to win the division.
Yeah. Well, it took you a while to get there. I've been picking them as the top in the power rankings for a while now. You have not gotten there yet. But I guess now
they,
you are.
They needed – they should have. They almost got a gift at Cleveland yesterday, too.
Ooh, yeah.
Tennessee scrambled to get back and win that one.
I know we'll talk about this later, but are they firing everyone in Cleveland?
I know they're flat. Yeah, well, you know, the talk is that Hugh Jackson's okay with getting fired because he's going to go to Cincinnati and become the head coach, and Marvin's going to go upstairs. That's just making its way through the league. I don't know. I don't have any fact on it at all. But, yeah, the front office is getting blown out. Sashi and those guys got to go. They have to go. You know, Joe Thomas is now out for the year, right? When was who's the last guy Cleveland drafted that you looked at and you went, boy, they aside from Joe Thomas, they nailed that one. Who is it?
Miles Garrett.
Yeah, Garrett. He hasn't had enough
time to be determined.
To play yet. Yeah.
To be determined. But I'm saying, over the course of the last decade, it's not the same regime, obviously. Is there anybody other than Joe Thomas that you could say that with?
Cody Kessler.
Yeah.
Whoa.
I mean,
Matt Barkley.
Did he say it with
Matt Barkley?
Danny Shelton, Tony? No. Joe Hayden never worked out quite what he was supposed to be. It's just they haven't drafted well. They're
my
not a favorite, good drafted team.
My favorite there was that we are going to stick to the process. We're going to be patient. A year and a half later, we're firing everybody. It's been a year and a half.
It's
I mean, think about
is Pagano,
that.
Is Pagano going to get it after what happened yesterday?
Ooh. Oh, yeah. Ooh. I think he was – and I love Chuck. I've known him. I think he's a great football – I think he's a really good football coach. But they've tied his – he is playing or coaching with one hand tied behind his back.
In terms of talent.
Yeah, I think – I mean, what the old GM, Ryan
– Grigson.
Grigson did to that franchise is put him in a tough spot.
Well, they also don't have their franchise quarterback. I mean, you got to – you know, there's almost a mulligan there, too. Take away
– But they're not going to
– The team's not good, Pete.
The team's –
No, I know.
Talent's not good, and they're not going to give him a mulligan. And I don't know if Andrew Luck comes back and plays this year.
Well, the writer up there, Greg Doyle, covers the team for Indy. Or is a columnist up there?
They killed him
he
today.
Lit him up.
Roasted him.
And you know what? And you know what? He almost said that they quit. Did you notice that? Did you notice guys loafing around quitting?
Let's talk about that when we get back. We got to go to break. I got to read this card.
Okay.
All right. Check out Hanania's Audi. Audi?
Nope.
No, it's not right. Audi. Check out
Jack please Hanania's take the card back now.
Audi's.
Give me the card back.
Give me the damn card.
No,
let me read it.
I'm not giving it to you. I'm
check out
it.
Jack Hanania's hey, Audi Jackson Bill on Blanding. You can lease a beautiful new A3 for just $229 a month.
There you go. Head over there today for details.
Unbelievable.
I don't have to have the card. It's Jaguars Monday on
Jaguars
Radio.
Audi Jackson. Sorry, Jack.
You want to get the goose egg. That's like, you know, the biggest reward you can have is a defense, you know. And so, you know, every time there's opportunity, you know, I mean, it becomes very serious, you know, and we definitely, you know, made sure everybody knew, you know, hey, stay focused. Now we got a chance to get a goose egg, you know, so it feels pretty good. You know, that's definitely a huge accomplishment. In the NFL, it's very hard to do. So when you get one, you know, you take that with a lot of pride.
Calais Campbell, if you couldn't tell, the Jaguars defensive end discussing the shutout yesterday, 27-0.
Does he have the most,
over the Colts.
Does he have the most distinct voice on the entire team?
Oh, yeah, I think immediately you know who it is.
I mean, yeah.
If you listen to Jaguars Radio, at least. J.P. Shadrick, Tony Boselli, senior writer for CBS Sports, Pete Prisco with us.
Is he the best free agent signing in the league this year? Has to be, right?
Tell me one that's even close.
Right.
He's got 10 sacks in 7 games.
He's going to end up with 22 sacks this year.
You think he's going to get to 22? Stop it.
He's got 10 right now.
What does he end up
with,
Pete?
I don't care. He's not getting the 22.
Okay, what does he end up with?
17.
I think he gets 17 or 18.
Do the Jaguars get close to the record, 72?
No.
No.
84 Bears have the record.
I think they get to 65.
That's a new franchise record.
Yeah, it's a lot of sacks.
It's a lot of sacks.
You know what's weird about yesterday's game, though?
What's that?
Even though they got a bunch of sacks, they weren't winning all the time. The guy was holding the ball.
There's nowhere to throw it down the field.
That's secondary. Now, yeah. Doug Marrone today said the sacks were split 50-50, coverage sacks. And
yeah, there was a couple immediate D-line wins.
Yeah, like Fowler beat the tight end for one of his sacks. And got him good, and there were a couple. Campbell won one of his, but yeah, there were a lot of times where he stood there and had time, and he just couldn't find it. I didn't see the 22. It's hard to evaluate defensive backs without it, but it looked like he had nowhere to go with the football some of those times.
A lot of different guys getting in on the sacks too. They're spreading the wealth a little bit. Seven different guys had a piece of the sack action yesterday. A lot of half sacks. A lot of guys getting involved. It's not a bad thing.
And they gave a half sack on, I think it was Fowler's sack. I think when they go back and look at that, that was his sack. He should have got. Didn't he get credited with 1.5?
Fowler, yeah, 1.5. Yes.
He had 2. They'll go back and look at that. I thought he got, and they gave a half. I think to it might have been.
Malik,
I'm not sure
maybe?
Who got it, but
maybe Malik.
Huh?
Yeah, it might have been Malik.
Who cares? How about that? Why are we talking about half sacks?
I tell you who cares. Dante Fowler cares.
Well, guess what? Nobody else does. They got a lot of sacks. Got 10 of them. We'll figure out who got what. We're talking about Clay's Campbell. He has 10 sacks. He's going to end up with, 17, 20, 18,
22,
22 25 sacks. He might break the record. He might break Strand's record.
Is that a lock?
Crazy.
Is that a lock?
He's unblockable.
Are you going to lock that?
Watching him. He's unblockable. I can't lock it. I said I would never lock again after we lost the Jets game ever again.
Tony, who does he compare to as a player?
Calais Campbell. He's like a monster.
No, I'm saying, though, in the history of the
Calais.
Game, it's hard to.
That's what I'm comparing him to.
But it's hard to put a, you can always compare guys. Like, I could compare you to Anthony Munoz. I could compare, you know what I mean? Who's he compared to?
Too Tall Jones? I don't know. How many guys are 6'8", 300-plus pounds and run around like that?
Yeah, Too Tall was only about 270 pounds.
No, I know. That's what I'm saying.
Different era, though, yeah.
He's a menacing human being. He's so big. And he has enough movement that if you just sit on his power, he's going to make you miss. I still don't know understand how the Arizona Cardinals thought it was a good idea to get rid of him.
They didn't want to pay him.
Okay, that was a bad mistake.
A big mistake.
Didn't he play a different role there, though?
Well, they drafted Kembeche.
Yeah,
and I would have cut him. And what about Denver? I mean, Denver thought they had him. Remember, it came down between Jacksonville and Denver.
Could you imagine if Denver got him?
Oh, my. I mean, that would have put him and Wolf over there together, on the same line. Woo, that would have been nasty. But he's been phenomenal. I just always think, every time I watch him, I come up and I go, okay, who? And I've watched this game for a long time. Who can I compare him to? Because we like to compare guys to guys from yesteryear or whatever. It's hard to come up with a guy. You mentioned Too Tall Jones. Too Tall didn't. I don't think Too Tall played the run as well as Campbell does.
Yeah, but Too Tall the reason I say Too Tall is back in that era, he was like a menacing presence. He was so much bigger and just would physically dominate people. And that's what.
But he played on a line that had. But he had on a line that had two guys that were better than him because Randy Martin and
Randy White.
Randy White and Martin were both better than him. So I don't know. I just to me.
Okay, I'm just telling you.
Think,
you asked me, and that's all I got.
Yeah.
How about Joe Green?
Good.
Joe Green.
No. More LC Greenwood than Joe Green. But LC Green was long and linear too. Remember? It's hard to find.
What's the head slap guy?
Deacon Jones.
Deacon Jones.
No. He only weighed 245. He was 6'5", and 6'4", and 245. He didn't weigh enough. It was more of a speed guy. It's hard. It's hard. Bruce Smith was a speed guy. Reggie White. But, he's a different kind of player, but that's you know what I mean? Power, speed, can rush.
Different kind of power, too.
But he isn't as good as Reggie White, but it's hard.
Yeah.
Who is?
I mean, how many guys have been in this on this planet?
But I'm just trying to figure out over the.
Yeah, he's a power. He has 10 sacks after 7 games. Now, it helps when you start with 4, but 10 sacks. It's impressive. It's his record. Career high.
This is career high, yes. He surpassed it yesterday.
And I'll argue the most valuable thing he's done is in the locker room and his presence and his leadership.
There's never a bad day for him. When you talk to him in that locker room,
he just gets it.
He's positive all the time.
He gets it.
There's
he's a
always
pro.
Forward looking and thinking, and that's what this team needs. Absolutely.
The other thing about that defense is how much better Fowler's getting.
How much better is he getting, Pete?
Well, he's not LT or anything, but he's getting better. He's rushing the passer better. You don't agree?
No, he is. But you said how much better, and I'm trying to quantify it for our listeners. That's not.
He's already surpassed his sack total.
That's not good radio when you just say nondescript things. I'm trying to help.
Okay,
well, neither is coughing in the mic.
He's 35% better than
very much.
He's 35% better as a pass rusher than he was last
year.
Okay,
shut up. I
got to
read this card. Which one am I reading?
Well, you can't read anything.
I got it. I got it. Quiet, Pete. Let's play the music. Yeah, here we go. The JTA Game Day Express features two downtown.
Oh my God!
Two downtown locations,
along
with rides from the north side. It's Phillips.
Joe Fortunato's coming over. Give me the card.
He
flunked that class. They didn't give. They gave you an A grade in reading.
Oh, come on! The JTA Game Day Express features two downtown locations, along with rides from the north side, JTB, and Phillips Highway, and the beaches. Buy your tickets now at JTAFLA.com. It's the Game Day Express. That's what you need to know there.
Or Ekpress, like you said earlier.
Well, that's how it's written out. So I'm telling you, I haven't slept a couple days. I'm a little tired.
No excuses, Tony.
No.
Battle through. Let's go.
I'm still here. JTA Game Day Express. That's what I'm
reading.
Saying.
Baselli's report card at USC.
Feature. Two downtown locations.
There's two locations, Pete. 2+2.
You get rides from the north side, JTB, Phillips Highway, and the beaches.
Yes, you can.
Buy your tickets, JTAFLA.com.
Don't let him read another one.
No, I'm reading the next one, too.
You know what's funny? You know, it's how much different he is when he reads the one he's getting paid to read.
Yeah, right? Funny how that works, Dr. DPSCSCS. This is
Jack. I've lost 80 pounds, and he's reading it all clear, and there's no mistake.
Maybe you should lose some weight, fat boy.
This is Jaguars.
Maybe I should, but pay me, and I'll do it.
Jaguars Monday on Jaguars Radio.
I think it's both just a lot of work, things coming together, on and off the field, putting in the work, putting in time, listening to my coaches, and taking it from the practice field and putting it onto the game field. It's still some opportunities that I, left out there that still, kind of bites me. But, I just learned from it, and I just be ready, to recap off my mistakes going into the Bengals week.
Dante Fowler Jr. today in the locker room. Started to come together for him. We were discussing that just a moment ago. Jaguars Monday, J.P. Shadrick.
Where's your coffee?
Our waiter, Tony Baselli. Can I have some bread, too? That would be great. Pete Prisco, senior writer.
By the way, guys, did you see my Dreamland picture that
I
sent
out?
Yeah,
how about that? They treated you right, didn't they?
Where's mine?
Oh, they really.
You got food?
They sent it to me.
All right.
They sent it to me.
Did you ask them?
I thought I was on that same.
Did you ask them?
Yeah, I think I did.
No, you didn't.
I didn't ask them, though, JP.
Really?
They reached out to me.
Ah.
I'm going to start bad-mouthing that place if they don't send me food. How about that?
They sent me a rack. They sent me ribs. Tony,
you won't be able to get a sentence out. What are you talking about?
And chicken.
Okay,
and
first
turkey.
Of all, let's just get one thing straight. There's a couple things about these damn cards. Oh, excuse my language. Dang cards. That was bad. Can you say that on radio?
You can say damn.
Oh, you can. Okay. Number one, the font is like at 4, so you can't even see it.
Right. So?
Secondly, I'm going to take it serious next time, and it'll be perfect.
Are you? Okay.
I was joking around. I was perfect.
No, you were not.
Yes, I was.
No, you were not. No, you
were not. Want to bet money? I'll bet you it's perfect next time.
I'll take that bet. I'll take that bet. How much money is in your wallet right now?
$15.
I will take it right now.
Perfect.
That is perfect. Okay.
Joe, you want some of the action?
We'll see.
What is the next one, JP? Is it a tough one?
Yeah, but he's reading it, pre-reading it.
Like, no, I'm not.
Yeah, you are. You're sitting there looking at it. What are you talking about?
Is that it? That's the next one? Get it out of his hands.
Give me
get
that.
Get it out of his hands. There's no way.
$15 on the line.
All right. It'll be perfect.
He flunked reading at USC.
No, I didn't. I was a scholar athlete. Thank you very much. Postgraduate scholarship, Football Foundation. Take that, Pete.
Yeah, I hope you enjoyed your Dreamland.
They must have given you half your grade.
Why didn't I get Dreamland?
They don't like you. They like me.
Fine.
I'm hoping they send one this way soon. That'd be nice. That would be real nice.
Let me tell you something.
See.
The chopped chicken that they sent me might have been as good as anywhere I've ever had it.
Ooh.
Can we stop talking about them? I don't think they're a paid sponsor, and I only like talking about paid sponsors.
So.
Well, no kidding. If it's good, paid right into his paid pocket. That's what he's talking about.
I mean, if Dreamline would like to be the tweet of the night or tweet of the show sponsor, that's fine. You can talk about them. But other than that, enough.
So we just heard from Dante Fowler Jr.
He is playing better.
Yeah, we touched on that last segment.
I was giving Pete a hard time because he said this like nondescript. He's, you know,
well, what do you want me to say? He's playing 35%, 32 point.
I'd like some numbers to back up why you say he's playing better.
Well, go to Pro Football Focus and I'll grab their numbers. You think they're saying he's playing better?
That'll be next segment. Yep, I like it.
He is playing better. He's still not a great pass rusher.
No.
But he's getting better at it.
He's improved. He's improved as a pass rusher.
He's played so hard. And he's getting off better. That's the biggest thing is get-offs are so much better than they were last year.
Tony, rank the starting defensive linemen in terms of how well they're playing.
Calais Campbell and Ngakoue. 1-2.
1-2.
Easy.
Okay. Who? Go 3-4.
Fowler, 3. Malik Jackson, 4. Smoot, 5. Close. Those are two are close. Avery, 6. Ely Anku, 7. Like that.
Got a half sack. He did, yes.
Sheldon Day is ahead of Ely Anku, and then Ely Anku.
So you think Smoot's playing better than Avery Jones?
Yes.
Smoot made a couple plays yesterday.
I think he's a good player. Joe, what are you laughing about? What are you smiling about over there?
Don't worry about Joe.
No, here. Say it.
No, it's okay. It's okay. Focus, Tony. We need you to focus.
Tony,
this is Monday.
Tony, sorry. You know what? You know what's interesting about Smoot playing well is he's the pick that everybody wanted him to take an offensive lineman with, remember? That was the criticism in the training camp.
I'm not going to change my opinion there. I'm not saying I don't still feel that way. But you got him on your team. He's playing well. He's a good player.
Would they be better off with a starting slash guard than having him on the team? That's the question. I mean, if the guard started, if they drafted the guard, where does he play?
I mean, everyone
over Amame
or
Cam.
Everyone forgets that we were, until the opening weekend, we didn't have a left guard.
Right.
Now, they're playing well. Patrick's playing well. But here's the thing you don't want to get stuck doing. Don't think you got it figured out now and you don't continue need to get better and continue need to work.
Has that been a problem, you think, for this young team over the last couple of years?
Well, they haven't been good, so no.
Well, but even when they win a game, though, they seem like, you know what I mean?
Right? Give me a three.
Hold on. So
yes. No, give
finish
it
your
three.
Thought.
Is it almost time for a read?
Yes. We have a bet. Come on.
First of all right, phone lines are open. 355-NFL-1, 355-6351.
They won't call tonight because they won.
We'll have the Tony Baselli Twitter question of the night coming up. We also have Pro Football Focus grades.
I haven't put it out there. Do we have any?
I don't know. That's your job. I don't know. I mean, it's up to you. It's your question.
It's not getting sponsored.
So that said, there's $15 on the line if you can read this sponsor card perfectly.
All right, here we go, boys and girls. PRI Productions, the official event production company of the Jaguars, has everything you need to bring your next idea to life. Visit PRIProductions.com. Bam! Hand the 15 over. That's how you do it. We'll be back after that.
It's a miracle. Jaguars Monday on Jaguars Radio.
Jaguars Monday continues right now.
JP Shadrick, Tony Baselli, Pete Prisco. Jaguars Monday rolls along. Second hour underway. Phone lines open 355-NFL-1, 355-6351. Reaction to the 27-zip win over the Colts. We were thinking about it in the postgame last night. It's got to be one of the most dominant all-around wins. Maybe not by the score in recent team history. Right?
Recent, yes.
Yeah, 518 yards. Shutout on defense. They didn't take the ball away, but the Colts didn't do anything.
They were
all
day. Minus one in the turnover battle.
Minus two. It was an Ivory fumble and a Blake Bortles sack fumble. Minus two. You were there, Tony. I don't know. Maybe you saw it. Minus two. Either way. But it was all Jags all day. They scored the first four possessions. They didn't slow down. So a solid effort all around.
But that's usually a good sign when you can win when you're in the minus pool. You know, that means
doesn't happen
do
often.
Things. No, it doesn't, and that's a very good sign. Is it one
Gosh,
of
Gosh, the Colts are bad, aren't
years?
They? Colts are bad. They're a bad football team. I mean, the fact that we were down two turnovers.
I don't even think that's more. That's not more dominant than what they did at Pittsburgh a couple weeks ago.
No, because Pittsburgh's such a better team.
Right.
Way more impressive.
That's what I mean.
Yeah.
Well, JP's anointing is one of the most dominant performers.
Well, this is what JP does, though.
It was.
This is what JP
does.
Was
it not?
JP.
No. Colts were shut out for the first time since 93.
I thought the game against the Texans was more dominating. That's another good team that they're going to fight for the division for.
Well, that there's against three that, dominant games in recent history, right? Am I still wrong? I'm not wrong at all.
Well, you just said, was this the most dominating game in recent history?
I did not say that.
Yes, you did.
I said this is one of the most dominating wins
in
recent team history.
You speak in hyperbole a lot. You get carried away. You're like a fan like that. It's okay. You're not a pro like Pete and I. We've been around the block a few times.
You're ugly.
No, you know what it is? You say JP's a fan. I'm the journalist, objective, and Tony, you're
the
part of the team as a coach. You talk like a coach 1 week at a time. Can't look ahead.
Well, I'm looking ahead now, 2 weeks to the next game.
You looked ahead earlier, and you said they're winning the division. So you clearly looked ahead to the end of the year.
They are winning the division. I told you that already.
Maybe we should play the schedule out, figure it out. Let's do that.
Yeah, we can do that.
We've already done that.
Now we can do it with a different outlook, though. We can see where teams are now after 7-6 weeks or 7 weeks. We can figure it out.
Well,
let's figure it out.
How many games did you have? How many games did you have them winning in your initial thing, Pete?
Six or seven.
Yeah, you're going to be off.
What are you saying? 11, Tony?
I'd have to go through the schedule.
You want to do it now?
Well, we're going to go through the schedule.
All right, go.
Let's do it. Let's do it.
We have to do the Twitter question, too.
Yeah, but JP, you know why I really want to do it? Because I know he doesn't want to do it.
Exactly. So we're definitely doing it, right?
Yes, we are.
And we're definitely doing it right now. Then we'll get to the PFF grades coming up. So the Jags are 4-3. Coming up bye week. Then
win.
Then they've got 5 of the next 7 at home, including the Bengals and Chargers back-to-back.
They'll beat the Bengals, and they never beat the Chargers, so they'll probably lose that game.
Phillip Rivers, man.
They're going to win both.
That gets them to – so I'll have them at 5-4.
You have them at 5-4. I have them at 6-3.
Okay.
All right. Then at Cleveland.
7-3.
7-6. That makes them, for me, what?
6-4. 6-4. I'll help you, Pete.
He's good at math, Pete. He's not good at reading. At Arizona.
That's a loss.
Even without Carson Palmer?
Oh, I forgot that. That's a win. 8-3.
Broke his arm yesterday.
7-4.
Okay. Home against the Colts.
8-4.
9-3.
Home against the Seahawks.
10-3.
5.
I mean, 9-4. 9-4. 9-4.
8-5.
Wins?
No, I said they lost. 9-4.
Oh, okay.
9-4.
Losing. Okay.
8-5.
You had them losing, Pete.
9-4.
Okay. Houston at home.
9-5.
10-4.
San Francisco out there Christmas Eve.
Ho, 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 that's an upset. No, they stick.
10-5. They upset, get beat because they're looking ahead to the last game of the year.
Which may or may not be flexed if it comes down to the finale at Tennessee.
They win that. They end up 11-5. That's what I got them at.
So, wait, they're going to lose at San Francisco and win at Tennessee with something on the line.
Because something's on the line.
Wow.
11-5.
Wow.
That's what they're going to be.
No chance. They're not going 11-5. Whoa. They might get to 9.
Had them at 11-5 too, Pete.
No, I didn't. I had them at 9.
No, you didn't.
I didn't have them winning the last two games.
Pete, you had them at 9-5 going to San Francisco.
And then they lose to the Niners. I'm with you. And then they lose to Tennessee.
So they're going
to
lose the last two, go 9-7?
Yep.
First of all,
and still win
a second ago,
and still win the division.
A second ago, you said they beat 49ers.
Yeah, they'll beat the 49ers.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you get. So you have them at 10 wins then.
Yeah, but I don't. You have them beating. Who do you? You have them beating Seattle? No, you don't.
No, I don't.
Seattle. Yeah.
No.
Oh, you have them beating San Diego.
Yeah, it's the only one we're different on.
Yeah, I don't think they're beating. They don't ever beat the Chargers. Rivers destroys them.
Have you watched Rivers this year, Pete?
Yeah, he hasn't been good.
He ain't very good.
Mm.
They can rush the passer, though.
Can't stop the run, baby.
Pitched a shutout yesterday, Gus Bradley.
So did we.
Mm-hmm. Hey,
hey, Pete, look at this.
Yeah, there's $1 of the 15 I owe him. There's 14 still to come.
Hey, so, Tony, in your scenario, they would probably be like a 3 seed in the playoffs.
Yeah, they'll play the
6 seed.
So they'll probably play the Jets. Or the Dolphins.
No, the Jets are going to.
Maybe the Dolphins.
Maybe Buffalo.
Buffalo. One of the, I mean, what, I didn't mean the Jets per se. One of those AFC East teams will be the sixth seed.
Or it could be one of the AFC West teams.
Broncos. Could be the Broncos.
Yeah.
Yeah, could be. Hey, let's. You ready with the Pro Football Focus grades?
Let's do the Twitter question real quick first.
Ashlyn, are you ready with the Twitter question of the evening? No, she's not ready yet.
Ashlyn
Sullivan is not
ready. What are you doing?
So quit directing the show, Tony.
Where's Max?
I knew that. And you went ahead anyway.
Where's Max, Joe? Well,
if you would have read the script, you would have said, oh, we'll do this after Pro Football Focus grades. But no, you can't read the thing.
It's unbelievable.
Pete, are you ready with the Pro Football Focus grades?
I am.
Thank goodness, because this is falling downhill quick.
And we're going to have an angry, big left tackle. I'll tell you that.
I doubt it. You can't make me mad today.
Yeah, we will. All right, let's go through how many guys on offense. Well, okay, I'll tell you how many. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 guys on offense were in the green, had really good games.
That's it. They had 518 yards and only had 5 guys in the green.
See? I made you mad right off the bat. I can't make you mad.
That was a question. I'm not mad. It was a question.
Yeah, he's kind of mad.
No, you said it with a sarcasm. Yeah. You said it with like,
A little edgy.
Go ahead.
No, not. Okay. So, Blake Bortles.
Correct.
Allen Hurns.
Correct.
T.J. Yeldon.
Correct.
Hmm. 3 for 3.
Pretty damn good.
Got 2 more.
AJ Cann.
No.
Ooh.
Jeremy Parnell.
No.
Ooh.
They both got big positive grades in pass protection, though.
Yeah, they only rushed for 170. It was bad. He's so stupid.
I'll tell you, well, they gave Keelan Cole a positive grade.
Okay, great. I mean,
and they gave Mercedes Lewis. Mercedes Lewis was the
I'm
highest.
I'm done. You win. You made me mad. They rushed for 180 yards, and no one has a green in the offensive line. This is stupid.
Hey, Mercedes Lewis has a big positive green in both run blocking and pass protection.
I got a headache. Stop.
See? I told you we get him.
Ashlyn, put the dang question up now.
No, let's go to the – we got to go to the defense.
Tony,
do you want aspirin, Tony?
Yes.
Good. They're in my house. Just go now.
Promise?
Yes. Leave.
Defense.
We want to leave JP by himself.
Okay. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 guys in the green. 8. Led by somebody who has a 5.5 grade. Which is the highest?
Clayus Campbell.
No, I bet it's Ngakoue.
He's the second highest.
Ngakoue.
No.
Ooh.
Sheldon Day.
Is the highest?
Yep.
How?
They gave him a 3.1 on his pass rush and a 2.3 in his run game. I'm going to set Tony off. You ready?
Sweet.
Ngakoue's in the red.
It's in the red.
He's in the red, Tony.
I don't care. I'm already checked out. I'm not listening anymore.
Here's his stat line, Pete. 4 tackles, 2.5 sacks for 9 yards of loss, 3 tackles for loss, 7 quarterback hurries, and he's in the red?
They gave him a big run negative in the run game.
It better be a big negative in the run game.
All right. Day was the highest. Campbell was second. Telvin Smith was third, which I thought he was just off the TV. It looked like he had a really good day. Jalen Ramsey's fourth. Church, plus Lesney, he only played 5 plays, but Church, Jackson. Malik Jackson's in a positive in a big way. Malik, here you go, Tony. Ready? Here, this will set you off. Malik Jackson has a much higher positive grade than Ngakoue does in terms of his negative. How about that? You like that?
I have said this for 2 years now, or 3 years, that this rating system is dumb. They do it off a TV tape, and they don't know what the hell they're talking about if you give Ngakoue a negative grade. Give me a break. Just stop, Pete. Stop it. It's a stupid site. Now, it's a great site for all their statistics and all that stuff they give you. They give you a lot of good information, but their grading system's dumb.
For the life of me, sometimes I can't figure it out. I'll be honest with you.
No way.
How would you give that guy a negative grade?
They have a lot of good stuff, too, on that site, but the grades should be burned. Burn it down!
I told you we'd
right,
get
Joe?
Him going, wouldn't we, JP?
This is easy. This is the easy part
Joe,
of
do you think Ngakoue has a negative, had a negative game?
No, and I also think we should give PFF a negative grade.
I give them a negative grade.
Tony's
you know
got a negative grade.
I grade them a negative 5.7. Don't ask me what the 5.7 means because they can't tell me what theirs means, so I'm not going to tell them either.
That's only minus 4 higher than what Ngakoue got. Lower than what Ngakoue got.
All right. Hey, let's get to the
– Ashlyn ready?
We're ready. You know what? Just
quit. She's not ready. She's shaking her head. No.
Quit directing the show, Tony. What are you doing? Just stay in your lane.
She wants a minute.
Stay in your damn lane. Tony Boselli, Twitter question of the night. Based off last game, do you think T.J. Yeldon should stay on the active roster, and whose spot does he take?
Well, here's the problem. He played great, but you're not going to make 4 tailbacks active, and you're keeping, obviously, Fournette active. You're keeping Ivory active, and then Graham's your change of pace guy. And so I don't think Yeldon's different enough from Ivory and Fournette to keep him active, so I don't think he is.
So – let me ask you this. Any thought at all to putting him on the market?
Why would you? I don't think you're going to get much. I don't think you get much, Pete. And why not keep him as a safety blanket like yesterday?
This is not going to be the last time something like yesterday happens.
No. That's his role. And it's not great. He probably doesn't like it. But I think
you trade him head up for Martavis Bryant?
Yes.
He's squawking about getting out of Pittsburgh.
Right now.
You would. Yeah.
Yeah, but Pittsburgh wouldn't.
Well, the Steelers do it.
No.
Come on.
They got Le'Veon Bell and they got the kid from Pitt.
Yeah, the kid from Pitt hasn't done anything yet, though.
Well, they're not going to. James Conner is his name. Yeah. They're not going to trade that straight up. I would do it, though, if they would. I think Martavis. But the problem with Bryant is he's one strike away from being suspended for another.
Right.
For the rest of his life.
But
didn't he already get suspended for a year?
Yeah, there has to be a team out there that needs a running back, and TJ showed that he could help.
Yeah, but he can help here. Why'd you get rid of him?
Because if everybody's healthy, he's not helping, is he?
But how often is everyone healthy?
You can't hold on to a guy thinking, how often is everybody healthy?
That position.
I mean, okay, let's they play the Bengals in 2 weeks. If Fournette, Grant, and Ivory are all healthy, is T.J. Yeldon up?
No, I don't think he is. Because I think Graham is something different speed-wise that you can do packages for him.
Or Grant.
Yeah,
you said
too.
Graham.
Graham, too. Both. He goes by both.
Does he?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Grant.
Now Tony's giving out new names to everybody.
Corey Grant.
No.
Isn't there a Corey Graham somewhere in the league, too, though?
Yeah, there is,
yeah.
Actually.
That's what I thought.
Tony, if everybody's healthy, then he's not playing, so he's a waste. And why not try and peddle him for something?
Because of what you got out of him yesterday, Pete. That's why. And I don't I don't think you get enough out of it to make it worthwhile. I guess is my point. What are you going to get? A fifth rounder, sixth rounder, seventh rounder?
Not a draft pick.
What player are you going to get? You're not getting Martavis Bryant.
Maybe you get a receiver off. Maybe you get a receiver off somebody's roster.
A third receiver? You don't need a third receiver.
Yeah. Well, then again, if D.D. Westbrook comes back, then you're going to
– the rookie, Pete.
Why can't,
he's a rookie.
Why doesn't Jalen Strong play?
I don't know. He got cut from Houston.
I know, but I thought he was going to get some
– maybe he's not very good. I don't know. I haven't seen him. I have no idea. But typically, if you're not playing, you're not good enough. That's why. Usually, if you're good enough to help the team, you play, Pete.
Well, I mean – T.J. Yeldon can help the team, and he hadn't been playing.
Well, because the guys in front of him were better.
Well, no, one of them isn't better. He might just be a guy that can help on special teams. That's the difference. You think Grant's a better running back than Yeldon?
Different.
Right. But is he better?
Is he better? I don't know. He's faster. I'll give you that.
And he helps out on special teams.
Yeah, that's right. Hey, Tony, you want to do double or nothing on the street here? You're going to quit while you're ahead.
Complicated one?
Yeah, it is kind of tough. All right, double or nothing.
Which one?
He gets this one.
Where is it?
Right.
Top one?
Don't let him read it
that
before
one.
He goes.
Right there.
Go. Go.
Check out Jack Cannonier's Audie.
Yes.
I did that on purpose. Audie.
No, you didn't.
I did, too.
It was the whole bit.
Check out Jack Cannonier's Audie. Jacksonville on Blanding. You can lease a beautiful new A3 from just $229 a month. That's $229 a month. That's a bargain. Head over there today for details. Audi, Jacksonville, I'm blaming.
Oh, yeah. Double or nothing. Worked out for me. Give me that dollar.
You were never going to pay me. That's why I messed it up on purpose.
Dollar out in front. Hey, phone lines are open. 355-NFL-1.
The bit. Thank you.
We can make Vaselli angry when we return. It's Jaguars Monday on Jaguars Radio.
Flats, Coach Flaherty, he does a great job all week, rotating guys in, getting them reps, telling you to prepare and be a pro, to prepare like you're going to start, prepare like you're going to play. And I think that helps. There's definitely a, I guess, like a change up, you know, when you go in. But preparing like that all week and having and trusting the game plan and the guy beside you definitely helps.
That's Josh Wells. Played left tackle after Cam Robinson went down on the second play from scrimmage. Jaguars Monday continues. J.P. Shadrick, Tony Vaselli in Jacksonville. Pete Prisco, CBS Sports senior writer down in South Florida with us. It's time now to open the phone lines, 355-NFL-1, 355-6351. And tonight we'll start off in East Arlington with Kyle, who wants to discuss yesterday's game. Good evening, Kyle.
Hey, good evening, guys. And I want to compliment particularly you,
thank
JP.
You. Thank you. Oh,
thanks.
And Tony
thank
and
you.
Jeff Loggs. I know Loggum is not there, and Pete, I'm not ignoring you, okay?
That's fine.
But here's the deal. Here's the funny thing. I have a stereo system set up in the garage, and I didn't really want to watch the game because I'm into it when you guys are announcing the game. So my son comes out, and he says, "What are you doing, Dad? Why aren't you in here watching it?" Because I am watching it because the way you announce it, number one.
Thank you.
Right? It lights me up. And so my son sits there with me and goes, I can see it too. You don't have to watch it. You can actually see it, you know. Well, so on the opposite side now, when we're playing at home, we're either there or we are watching it. One of the two.
Right.
But it was a great, well-balanced game. But I do have one question, maybe more so for Tony, is one call I did not like, and that was right before halftime with about 17 seconds left. And our new – and Tony, correct me if I'm wrong – is our new kicker's last name Lambeau?
Yes, that Lambeau. Right?
That's correct.
Okay. We were well within – I would have felt a lot better – at halftime, going in with 23 instead of 20, and I thought that I'm not sure what offensive coach or he called that, but there was no reason. We were well within his range. Just take the field goal and go in at 23, because I wasn't real confident with that, and I called that with my son Jacob. I said, Jacob, this is not the right play, man.
So all right. So you know, That's a big difference, the field goal at halftime. I mean, it's 20 to nothing. It's going to be 23.
Well,
now, it's still a three-score game.
It could be because we didn't really know how these guys were going to bounce back.
I did.
Tony was confident the whole time.
There was no chance of them coming back.
Yeah. Well, Tony, if it were you, would you have not just taken the three on that?
Where were they? I don't remember this.
I don't remember the three being an option.
We only had like 17 seconds left, and what it was is Blake tried to.
Well, they're at midfield. They're 48, and then the Colts had the ball at the end of the half. What are you talking about?
No, let's move on.
He's talking about. He's talking. I know what he's talking about. He's talking about right before the possession before that. Okay.
Oh, the sack fumble thing. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Right. Why not just take the three and just let it?
Well, not score a touchdown.
Well, let's see, you could, but you don't know what the second half is going to bring to you. And by the way, the Colts are not as bad as everybody says.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah, they're pretty bad. Yeah, they're a bad football team. And they had three defensive starters get hurt in the game yesterday.
They're terrible.
Well, so, wait, so at 3rd and 10 at the Indy 25, you would have run the ball and kick your field goal?
I would have taken one more run and spiked the ball. Okay, and then I would have taken that three. Yes, sir, I would have. That would be me.
I probably wouldn't have, but you're not that far off in terms of that strategy because that makes it 23, Tony, instead of three touchdowns. You got to get.
That's great, Pete. It was over. It didn't matter.
Said Tony, the guy who knows everything before it happens.
Right, he knows it all, Pete.
It's true.
Let's go to the north.
Except how to read reads.
And he can read those 10 times and still get it wrong. North side to discuss Calais Campbell. Brian is on the line. Good evening.
Hey, good evening, guys. Wanted to just talk about the impact of Calais, and I know we talked about it this season, and you guys have highlighted it tonight. But it really reminds me a lot, Tony. I don't know if you remember the 2010 season, I believe it was, and the signing of Aaron Kampman and the impact that he had initially on that team, and then I know he ended up getting hurt heading into the bye week
I don't think I would. Hold on. Slow down there, Chief. I don't think I would use Aaron Kampman, who I like a lot and great guy, and Calais Campbell in the same sentence when it comes to making an impact on this, a football team.
No, I mean, obviously, Calais is miles better. But what
how many sacks did Aaron Kampman even have?
What I mean was, I think up to that point, he was 8 games in, and Kampman had like 5 or 6sacks.
I don't think so.
Okay. But the
maybe. I don't remember that. I don't remember that, but maybe. I just don't.
He just seemed to bring like a veteran, I guess, coming from a winning organization, and he kind of seemed to bring that impact across with the younger guys. So I'm probably off on the numbers,
okay.
And I apologize.
Yeah, no,
for
that's
that.
All right. Aaron Kampman was a good guy.
He had 4 sacks in 8 games.
Good guy, good leader, but not Calais Campbell impact.
Seemed like his leadership and coming from a winning organization, and I think obviously Arizona had been up and down through Calais's tenure, but he's had more high points. They had a string there where, you know, of consecutive playoff appearances, and the impact that he's rubbed off on Dante and Unique and helping those guys take another step, it's refreshing around here, man, just to have somebody like that. And it's one of those turns where sometimes it is worth taking that shot in free agency on a slightly older guy who comes from a winning experience, and just the impact that, in addition to obviously what he's done on the field, what he can do in spreading it throughout the organization, I think has made a huge impact. And then one last thing, Tony, I know it's been a couple years now, but I just wanted to say, man, I know we give you a hard time from time to time, but we never forget your impact on the Save the Whale. I'm one of the guys from that got my tickets during that movement, have had them since 2009. So just wanted to thank you sincerely, man, because I know you played a huge part in what's turning into what's going to be I believe in me taking my kids to their first playoff game this year.
That's right.
And I know you played a big part in that, too. So I know you won't accept the credit. But
I will.
Man,
I will.
You don't know Tony that well,
yes,
do you?
He will. Yeah. Oh, yes, he will.
Thank you, my friend. Jeez. My favorite call ever.
Oh, gosh. This is ridiculous. Let's go to
Jerome
on the west side.
Oh, all right, Jerome.
Jerome, get us going. What's up?
Hey, how you doing?
Good, man.
I just wanted to say, I really think, I don't know, man. I really think it might come down to Tennessee at the end of the year. I think it might be like, 9-6, and then it might come down to that Tennessee game at the end of the year that might determine the playoff. Because it might be hard for them to catch in like a wild card. I think they're going to have to win the division if they want to see the playoffs.
You know how great this is? You remember last year at this time we were talking about the draft?
Yeah, I know. Yes.
They wanted to talk about the draft. I wouldn't let them.
Mm-hmm.
I think they're going to – I have them at 10-5. It means nothing. They have yet to win. Here's the problem with all our predictions. They have yet to win back-to-back games this year. So we've literally gone week to week. From one week they're going to win the Super Bowl to the next week they're never going to win a football game, and they're going to be in a top 5 draft pick. So, you know,
that's the NFL this year, dog.
I know, but we have the cooler Jets a little bit, Pete. They got to win back to back games,
right?
Well, I was looking at the schedule, and from after the bye week to the end of the year, if you look at one game every 2 games, they should win at least one of those games all the way up to Tennessee. But, like, again, if they do make the playoffs, geez, I mean, it's just – I'd rather them get hot at the end of the year than now.
You got to be careful. There's no guarantees. At the beginning of this year, I remember talking to people, and they said, we got 5 guaranteed wins. 2 of those guaranteed wins – were the Jets and the Rams, the two teams we've lost to. Remember the Jets?
Right, and the Steelers were a guaranteed loss.
Guaranteed loss. The Jets were going to be 0-16, if everyone remembers right. They were going to be terrible. And the Rams are going to be no good either because it'll be Sean McVay's first season. And, well, those are two losses on the roster, I mean, on the team. And it was, you know, no way they'd win in Houston, we said. No way the Steelers, they can go to Pittsburgh and win.
Tough game.
I say this in light of, we can all make judgments of what we think the schedule's, you know, how we're going to fare against the schedule one way or another, but it doesn't mean diddly squat. You got to go play him.
Diddly squat.
No diddly. It doesn't mean diddly squat.
There he is. Back to coach.
Yeah, 1 week at a time.
That's basically what you're saying.
Get back in the film room.
Let's get through the bye week. Let's rest up and get healthy. Focus on the Bengals. They're a good football
team.
We're on to Cincinnati.
Speaking of schedules, JP, I just glanced at the Titans' schedule.
Mm-hmm.
They play a very similar schedule.
Yes.
But they have a road game left at Pittsburgh, and they still have to play.
I'm doing that game, by the way, Thursday night.
You are? Okay. You got your schedule all the way through November 16th, huh? Or you got the whole year, right?
I got my schedule until the playoffs.
Yeah. So, but here's their schedule the rest of the way. You tell me what if you think the Titans win or lose these games.
I like
this,
yeah.
Home against the Ravens.
Yeah, they win.
Home against the Bengals.
Win.
At Pittsburgh.
Lose.
Loss.
At Colts.
Win.
Win.
Home against the Texans.
Win.
Overtime. Win.
At
overtime.
Cardinals.
Loss.
At Cardinal.
Loss.
They're going to lose without
name? Palmer. Yes.
At 49ers.
Win.
Home against the Rams.
Loss.
Home against the Jaguars.
Loss for the Titans.
Tennessee has a chance to get to 10 wins too, though.
Both teams are going to be 10-5. Last game of the year, it's going to be flexed to Sunday night, and it'll be for everything.
But you know what? The way this season is playing out, if you win 10 games, you might be a wild card team.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's true.
The nation will be watching on Sunday night.
That's right.
As the Jags and the Titans battle for the AFC South.
Somebody asked me the other day if they'll flex the Seahawks game if the Jaguars keep on winning.
Wouldn't be shocked by that, right?
When is it? December?
Two small markets, though.
Well, if we're both leading the division.
It's the Seahawks.
Go that weekend. I'll tell you right now. Go look at the weekend. Do we have any more calls?
There he goes.
No, we got one more.
Now he's playing TV executive.
Yeah, he is. I know.
Well, I'll tell you right now. I'm a pro at this.
The same week. Wait a minute.
What's scheduled 14? For Sunday night that week?
That's week 14, right? That's the Jaguars and the.
No, it's not week 14.
Yeah, it is. Seahawks, Jags. December 10th.
Oh, okay.
Week 14, TV exec. Okay. So the Sunday night game that week is Ravens at Steelers.
That's flexed. Ravens are terrible. Okay.
What else you want to know?
Okay, what else? What are the games?
Pittsburgh gets big audience, though,
okay,
Tony.
That's fine. Just tell me the games that
Cowboys
week.
At Giants.
No, Giants are no good.
Eagles at Rams.
That could be. That's one.
That's a 4:25 kick.
Okay.
Redskins at Chargers.
No.
Jets at Broncos.
No.
Titans at Cardinals.
No.
Lions at Bucks.
No.
Raiders at Chiefs could be.
Possibly.
Seahawks at Jags.
Yes.
Niners at Texans.
No.
Packers at Browns, Bears at Bengals, Vikings at Panthers.
No. So there's
Colts at Bills.
No.
Saints at Falcons.
No.
That's Thursday night, though. Sorry.
No. So we got one of three chance. One out of three chance. There's a possibility.
There is a possibility.
Long shot, but a possibility.
Seattle's going to get right. You know they're going to get right.
Why? Why do I know that, Pete? I'm not sure I do know that.
Because they always get
right
after the bye. They always get right after the bye, and they're going to get right. Do you think they'll beat the Texans this week at home?
No.
You don't? Well, okay, Tony, if the Texans are going to beat the Seahawks on the road this week, then the Texans are going to win the division.
No, they're not. They can't beat us.
No. Oh, God.
Wow.
They want none of us, Pete. No, Deshaun Watson, it's in Seattle.
Yes.
Yeah, I think the Seahawks will win that.
Let's get one last call and make it good. Jason in St. John's, finish strong. What's up?
What's happening, guys? Hey, I just want to comment on defense. I think the defense is obviously carrying the team up to this point, letting the offense gel. And yeah, we're down Robinson and Linder, but they're still plugging along and getting after it. I think in football, the ultimate team sport, coaching philosophy, is just the biggest thing, along with having the talent there to just put them in the best position to win, and I think that's what we're seeing here with Marone in there.
Okay.
And I love it. I love the show, man.
Thank you very much. Do you have a question or just wanted to comment?
Well, it's kind of more of a comment, gotcha. But I mean,
Join us anytime. We'll save a spot for you. We appreciate it.
Oh, I love to come in, man. Yeah, I love to come in and sit there, man. Maybe we can get rid of Pete out of there. We can bring Tommy back in.
Great idea.
Why would you get rid of me? Wait. Why would you get rid of me?
You know, and everything, and it'd be awesome.
Wait. Answer the question.
I agree, Jason.
Hey, dude, why would you get rid of me?
His name's Jason. Please be respectful, Pete. His name's Jason.
Hey, Jason, why? Well, he just torched me. I'm going to be respectful. Why would you get rid of me?
But, you know, and it's, with addition to me,
why won't he answer the damn question? Cut him off.
Hey, there's no.
Remind me of my old radio show. Cut his ass off.
No,
get him out of here.
Hey, this is a guy. Hey, Petey, come on, guy. I'm just messing with you. I'm giving you a hard time.
I know not. You are. Hey. I know who that is.
Who is it?
Hey, I called the other day.
It's a planted phone call. What it is, probably.
It's not a plane of phone call. It's not a plane of phone call. I'm calling over here. I love to talk to Tony. You know,
I like you a lot better when you a lot better when you were telling Pete that you didn't want him on the show. You've ruined the whole call.
But, hey, that's what I'm saying. You know, Petey wants to get in there and he gets all upset. And I understand he's like an Oompa Loompa chasing the peppermint there, you know. But that's beyond. But I'll tell you another positive thing.
You know what?
I
used to cut morons like you. When you used to call my show, I'd cut your moron butt off in about 2 seconds.
Chasing the peppermint.
Get that guy out of here.
Oompa Loompa. Well, he finished strong.
Guy.
He
was good. Yeah, that was my favorite call.
He's a tough guy.
That was the best call.
We need one of those every week.
Oompa Loompa. You're an Oompa Loompa. Will you sit
up? How come nobody ever calls and gives Tony crap?
Because they like me, Pete.
No, they don't.
He's
they
surprised.
Hate you. I go out in Jacksonville. People come up to me and they go, oh, my God, I can't believe how you just irritate Tony. But, God, he comes off. He's so mean to all the fans.
Yeah.
They think you're mean.
Yeah. That's why they all call him.
That guy called you. That guy said you saved the franchise.
Yeah. All right, Oompa Loompa.
How many people think?
All right, Oompa Loompa.
You want.
Chase a peppermint.
Go get a peppermint.
What does that mean?
I don't know, but it's funny.
Coming up at Daly's Place.
You're Oompa Loompa.
Santana tomorrow night. Kings of Leon Wednesday.
Yeah, Colt Ford coming up November 4th.
Colt Ford, November 4th, 633-2000, or visit Daly's Place.
Hey, are you guys going to play Daly's again, you and Joe?
I don't know. I don't think so. For the foreseeable future, I don't know. Hey, we'll be back with a look around the AFC South and around
power
the NFL
rankings.
Still to come.
Power
the power rankings are next. It's Jaguars Monday on Jaguars Radio.
I've got a perfect puzzle for you. Oompa, loompa, doopity-dee. If you are wise, you'll listen
Jaguars
to me.
Jaguars Monday continues. JP Shadrick, Tony Buscelli, Pete Prisco, the Oompa Loompa, Jason Peppermint.
I just got the Twitter question of the night, too. Sorry, I'm taking over. Serious question. This is the Tony Buscelli Twitter question of the night.
We just did it.
How many times, has Pete Prisco been stuffed in a locker in his life?
Did you see my answer?
How many, Pete?
He says, never chump. Oh, it's not true. I've put him in a locker at least once back in the day.
You never did?
Yep.
When did you put me in a locker?
Pete, I don't want to. Let's not talk about it.
I want you to tell me. Because seriously, you're making stuff up.
I don't want to embarrass you, Pete. Let's not talk about it.
No, you can embarrass me. When did you put me in a locker?
You started tearing up, and it was very uncomfortable.
You went to Tom, told on us. No. You know better than that. First off, you wouldn't have put me in the locker, but you probably pulled me aside and wanted to give me some information.
Well, I tried to put you in the locker. I tried to put you in the locker, but you're too wide. You wouldn't fit.
No.
Your Oompa Loompa body couldn't get in there. So
you had too much respect for me as a professional to do that. There probably were guys on your team that felt like doing it. There were some guys on your team that actually did come at me and threaten me, but you weren't one.
That was my favorite. I do remember that when Pete got threatened. I laughed.
Many a times.
No, but one was, very, serious.
Gary Walker?
I'm not going to say
or Brian DeMarco.
I'm not saying
anything. Or Brian DeMarco.
No name.
Well, you can't bring it up and not say a name.
I just can.
Well,
I can do whatever
I
want.
Why bring it up?
Because it's locker room. What stays?
Okay,
what
I can
the
bring
locker
him
room stays in the locker room.
Great.
No, it doesn't. Not when I'm around.
No, I know.
Either Gary Walker.
Yeah, you can't. You can't live by a
it
code.
It was either Gary Walker, Vinnie Clark, or
they were gonna. We were gonna code red you,
or Brian DeMargo. Take your pick.
Did you order the code red?
You need me on that wall.
Right, I did.
You know what? Of all the things that I missed from being a beat guy, believe it or not, that might be as much fun as I've ever had as yelling bag of guys. I miss that because they used to give me just unbelievable crap. And you know me, Tony. I gave it right back.
Oh, yeah. It was fun. It was all good fun. None of it was too serious.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, there were a couple guys that were a little serious.
Well, most of us didn't take it very serious.
No, you guys didn't. Even like Leon, he didn't take it. He'd get mad. He didn't take it seriously. But there were some guys that took it seriously, though.
Hey, let's look around the AFC South and start off with the standings. Tennessee 4-3 has the tiebreaker over Jacksonville at 4-3. Houston 3-3. They play this week. Indianapolis 2-5 at the bottom of the division. Texans are off this week. Dwayne Brown returned to the team today, though. The Titans beat the Browns in overtime 12-9. What in the world was that football game? And, of course, the Jags shut out the Colts 27-0. Does Dwayne Brown make that much of a difference in Houston?
Yeah, absolutely. They have offensive
no
line issues,
it.
And he's a very good left tackle. And as much as they want to throw the ball at Deshaun Watson, I think he helps quite a bit.
If they had their healthy defense, they would be the team to beat in the division. But
Pete, when they have their healthy defense, we beat the you-know-what out of them.
Yeah, Tom Savage started at quarterback that day.
Pete, we rushed for 150 on him, right up the...
And Dwayne Brown wasn't there either.
We rushed for 150 right up the gut on them.
I
Take
get it,
that.
Tony, but that's a different... This is a different Texans team now.
They don't want any of us, and we will blow them out by double digits when they come to
blow out.
Send that to them for bulletin board material.
Oh. First of all, if they're using a radio guy for bulletin board, they need to get a new line of business.
By the way, can you say we? Your last team was the Texans.
That's right. That was the best thing you've said all night. That was funny, actually.
Got him.
That was a good one, Oompa Loompa.
Got him. How about some power rankings in the AFC South for the both of you? Pete, go ahead.
It's easy.
Jacksonville 1.
I agree.
Texans 2.
I agree.
Texans.
Titans 3.
I agree.
Really?
And the Colts 75th. I mean, they're awful.
I agree with that.
Titans below the Texans.
Yes.
Yeah.
Very close,
the Texans,
though. Very
A,
close.
The Texans beat them. And going to Cleveland and getting pushed to overtime by that crap is a bad sign for the Titans, in my book.
I agree.
This is an ugly
and the Colts pushed. Didn't the Colts push the Titans too?
Yeah, it was 22-22 with about 6 minutes left in the game.
Yeah. So they're bad.
Mm. So same rankings for you there, Tony?
Yeah.
Same order.
Said.
Okay, good. Good. Just making
sure. We agree
sure.
too much tonight. We agree
I know.
Too
this
much
is
tonight.
This is weird, actually, is what it is.
Hey, he's finally right for once in his life.
Okay, whatever you say.
Congratulations. Let's come back and look around the National Football League. We'll recap. All the games.
Give him a read. Give him a
read.
Yeah,
no read. We're out of reads. No more reads for Tony.
When we come back, there's a read. I know there is.
Is there?
There's got to be an old sports coat read in there somewhere.
Just give me something. Just throw it at me.
We'll get it.
Let me see the sheet.
We'll do it when we come back.
Give it to me now.
No. Yeah, turn off the mic. Get him out of here. Yeah. Listen, oaf. You oaf. This is Jaguars Monday on Jaguars Radio. Tony Boselli, Pete Prisco, Jaguars Monday after the Jags beat the Colts 27-0 at Lucas Oil Stadium in Week 7. The bye week coming up. We will have a show next week, by the way.
I thought we were on a bye.
Nope. You might be on a
somebody
bye.
Somebody asked if next week we would do some mid-season awards like for the team, like MVP.
I like
we can
that.
Do that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You write that down. MVP. Like defensive player of the year kind of thing.
Best assistant coach.
It's too easy to do.
Yeah.
Best rookie. Best assistant coach. Best
best radio guy. Best radio show. Best producer.
That's Frangie.
That's Frangie.
Best producer? Frangie?
No.
Joe.
No, that's Joe Fortunato.
Joe, yeah.
No, Frangie's the best guy in the
booth. Hollywood's pretty good.
Frangie's the best guy in the booth. You and Lagerman fight it out for the second one.
Hollywood. Let's not forget about Hollywood.
So yeah, we'll get to all that next
Ashlyn.
Week. Ashlyn Sullivan.
Ashlyn's outstanding.
Yeah, she's right there. Let's go around the National Football League.
Big Dave's not very good though.
In week 7, we start. Let's go back to Thursday night. I think it was a game
great
of the year
game.
In the National Football League. Raiders-Chiefs goes down to the wire. Derek Carr led the game-winning drive. You were there calling the game, Tony.
Outstanding football game. Well played. A lot of drama. Two untimed downs, which ends up being three last plays of the game. One with 3 seconds and then two untimed. Bunch of crazy things that happened.
Marshawn Lynch.
Yeah, he got kicked out. Ran on the field. The end where Jared Cook goes down. They call it a touchdown. Then the review, he was short, so they have to do the 10-second runoff. It was a lot of drama, a lot of fun.
But you know what? Everybody criticized the officials at the end of that game. They got every single one of those calls correct.
It's all right. Everything was right.
Oh,
every one of them.
As far as the holdings, yes. Those are the right calls. Right calls.
Yeah, because isn't that like the rule of thumb, Tony, when you in that situation you tell your DB if you're beat, pull him down, kind of, at the end of a game like that?
Yeah, And here's the other thing. You only want the penalties called if they're, like, blatant. And those were blatant. Those were great.
Right.
Those are the right calls.
And, by the way, Marshawn Lynch should be suspended. I don't care if he's going to help his cousin or whatever.
I don't understand that. He's not on your team. Yeah. What are you going to help him do?
Well, not only that, he's not on your team, but you leave the bench,
and then
you put your hands on an official. He had a chance to get his hands off the official, and he didn't.
He grabbed him and pushed him to the side. He was going to let him go there for a minute, and then he pulled him to the side, and then he threw the flag.
Yeah, it was bad. He should be suspended. I have no idea. If I was a teammate, I'd be like, Marshawn, man, I'm all good that you guys are cousins and everything, but, you know, you're on our team. What are you doing running?
He's not any good anyways. He's not doing anything.
Yeah, he's not much of a...
He's lease mode.
Wow, lease mode.
Oh, jeez, Pete. The Bills rallied with a touchdown run and a field goal in the final 2:28 to beat the Buccaneers, 30-27. The Bills, all of a sudden, have a 4-2 record.
Good football team. How about... Are they? Well, they're playing well. Sean McDermott's doing a good job.
He's done a nice job.
How about a lot of the new coaches this year? Look at the new coaches and the jobs they're doing. Sean McDermott, Buffalo, very good job. Sean McVay, Rams, good job.
Rams.
Doug Marone, Jaguars, good job.
Yeah, but he's the assistant head coach.
Stop it.
That's not nice.
So old and overplayed, Pete.
Who are also new head coaches? Kyle Shanahan, not so much. I'm trying to think who else.
The Eagles guy, right? Or is it second year?
No, he's not a first year guy.
Anthony Lynn?
Yeah. Lynn.
Yeah, well, he rallied three straight. They were dead.
Well, 3-4, and they should. And if they have a field goal kicker, they're probably 5-2.
Denver.
Man, he's new. First, Anthony Lynn.
They're not doing that great.
I mean, not Anthony Lynn. Vance Joseph.
The Bears got two defensive scores from Jackson, the safety, the rookie out of Alabama. The first player in league history with 275-plus-yard defensive scores in a single game. That was enough. Trubisky completed 4 passes, Pete. Is that right?
Yeah, it's not sustainable what they're doing. It's just not. I mean, they John Fox, did you see the stat, John Fox? I think there's been 3 games, one where guys thrown 7 passes or fewer, and the team won a game by that number. You know who the other one was?
No.
Tebow, when he was in Denver. John Fox has two of them. The bottom line is it's not sustainable. They'll find that out this week when they go to New Orleans. Mm. Eddie Jackson, by the way, your guy from Alabama.
Yeah.
I loved him at Alabama. If he hadn't broken his leg last year, he might have been a second-round pick.
Right.
He's a good player.
Yeah, he broke his leg early in the year and couldn't finish
the season. South
Florida
kid, by the way, JP.
Yeah, that's
He's
right.
South Florida kid.
No doubt. They get a lot of guys from down there. Speaking of New Orleans.
Wonder how.
Great recruiting, okay? Saints over the Packers, 26-17. Rodgers out for the year, so Hundley made the start there, had a rushing touchdown, but the Saints get a win. What do you think of the Saints?
They have to, by the way, we'll talk about the Saints in a second, but the Packers need to allow the kid to play quarterback. They protected him way too much yesterday. Even the Green Bay writers and the guys that cover that team even wrote that yesterday. Surprising for Mike McCarthy because normally in the past, remember when Matt Flynn played quarterback? He allowed him to play quarterback. He didn't allow this kid to play quarterback yesterday and it came back to bite him. Drew Brees threw 2 interceptions in the first 2 drives. If Aaron Rodgers is in that game goes away. But they didn't. They couldn't put him away. And give the Saints credit because the Saints have improved
a lot
on defense.
Pete, they're playing good defense. That's the crazy part about it.
You know who's playing? Cam Jordan. He's playing as well as anybody in the league right now on the defensive line. He's playing fantastic football. And you know what? They found the corner on the other side. Marshawn Lattimore's playing great football on one side. Ken Crawley's playing good football on the other side.
Todd Gurley had some comments early last week that he didn't like the International Series games. Well, he must love them now because the Rams shut out the Cardinals 33-0 at Twickenham yesterday. 5-2 Rams, by the way.
I went over to see some guys the other day at the Rams practice. They were practicing at UNF.
Yeah.
And people I talked to, they said they loved the idea. They stayed at the Ponte Vedra Inn and Club, and they thoroughly enjoyed staying in Jacksonville and getting away. So Gurley was in the minority on that one, by the way.
Mm. And he had a decent game, 106 and a touchdown.
They're so good.
They're a good football
team. Once their defense gets better. And once the defense gets better, they're going to be even better. I mean, would you say they're going to be a playoff team, Tony?
Yes.
Yeah, I think so, too.
The Dolphins had a big rally, 17 fourth-quarter points, overtook the Jets, 31-28.
Adam Gase is a good football coach.
Yes, he is. Very good.
Because they're not that talented. He gets them to play hard.
They've had a lot of distractions down there this year, too.
Yeah, they've had to deal with a lot of stuff.
He's a good football coach. Yeah, I'm doing
their game. You're doing their game Thursday night. Yeah, and Tony, it's funny because their defense has improved a lot, but the offense that now you all of a sudden, you know, people were killing Cutler. Cutler scored 35 points in the last, you know, if you will go to the last quarter of the game against Atlanta and then the other day. So they were scoring points too, but they might have a quarterback controversy if Matt Moore plays well.
Well, not only that, the thing is, they can't run the ball.
No.
They're one of the worst running teams. Jay Ajayi, who had the great year last year, they're averaging like 87 yards a game on the ground.
The line is bad this year. They're not playing as well. And then Tunsil went out of the game yesterday with an injury. They don't know how severe it is. He's a good coach. They play hard, like you said. They should win at Baltimore this week. They should. Anyway.
Baltimore's not very good.
Yeah, the Ravens lost to the Vikings. Vikings now 5-2, 24-16 the
Ravens
final.
Have the worst run defense in all the NFL. I mean, that's just shocking because, they've been known for defense. They're not very good.
Well, Brandon Williams missed a bunch of time, too, though.
Okay, he was back last week, and they got run through still.
Yeah. Dallas. And their offensive line stinks, too.
Ronnie Stanley's a good player, though.
He's very good, but the rest of that line's bad.
Dallas with an easy win over the 49ers. Are the Cowboys sustainable here? I guess it matters what happens with Elliott, right, down the line.
The Cowboys will not make the playoffs.
No, but Dak Prescott's improved greatly. I really do. I mean,
they're not making the playoffs, though.
But here's the other thing from that game yesterday. They had a pass rush. If they can get a pass rush, they're going to make the playoffs, Tony. If the pass rush stays and they keep pressuring the quarterback,
they're the third best team in the NFC East.
Well, we'll know tonight. The best team is the Eagles.
Right.
Right?
And then the Redskins.
I don't know if Redskins and Cowboys are about the same.
What's that mean, Pete?
It means you're wrong.
Oompa Loompa? Is that the Oompa Loompa talk?
It means you're wrong, as usual.
Gus Bradley's defense got a shutout of the Broncos. The Chargers, 21-0 a win.
The funny thing about the Chargers, everyone thought that the defense was going to take some time to get caught up, new scheme and everything else. They kept Ken Wisenhunt and the whole offensive staff, and the offense would carry them. Offensively, they can't score points. Gus and the defense is what's keeping him in games. This week won it for him. So
he does have Joey Bosa and Melvin Ingram to rush the pass.
Two good guys, but they've got a bunch of free agent guys in the back half too.
Yeah,
undrafted free agents.
Gus has done a nice job back there.
But I'm just saying, you would have thought that Phillip Rivers in that group would have been the strength of the team. You got Melvin Gordon, Phillip Rivers. You got Keenan Allen, Mike Williams.
You know where they go this week, though. We'll see how good that defense is.
New England.
So the final three games here, Seahawks over the Giants, easy. Steelers over the Bengals. Perfect might get a suspension. He kicked a guy in the head, right, Pete?
Yeah, no word yet. I don't think he'll get suspended.
He always gets into something. You know, remember, he's always in the middle of something when he plays the Steelers. He's the one who hurt Le'Veon Bell. He's the one that sent Roethlisberger out of the game. And then remember in the playoff game when he blasted Antonio Brown and set up the game-winning field goal?
Yep.
And he got suspended, and then Brown didn't play the next week against Denver. I mean, look, the bottom line is he's a good football player. He needs to cut that crap out.
They're in his head is what's going on. Patriots got a win over the Falcons in the fog last night in Foxborough.
Falcons are in trouble.
It's a weird situation on that team, Tony. You know, the right tackle missed 3.5 games, and he was terrible last week. Schrader, who's not a bad player, by the way, but they just don't seem to have any rhythm at all on offense. You know, did you watch the game last night? It was like, what's going on here? How come they can't get in their rhythm?
They miss Kyle Shanahan.
Maybe they do. I didn't think they would. I thought Sarkisian would pick it right back up.
Monday Night Football, Kirk Cousins and the Washington Redskins, 3-2.
Do your voice, JP. Don't let him shame you out of it.
I'll go back.
He shamed you out of it.
Monday Night Football, Kirk Cousins and the Washington Redskins at 3-2. Visit the Philadelphia Eagles, led by Carson Wentz, off to a great start at 5-1, a battle in the NFC East. Who you
there
got?
There you go.
I like it. I think the best team in all of football is the Philadelphia Eagles, most well-rounded. They have a great front seven, led by Fletcher Cox. Michael Kendrick's a good linebacker, cover people up. The secondary's okay, but it doesn't matter. When you can rush four the way the Eagles can, you can do about anything you want on defense. And offensively, Carson Wentz playing great football.
I like the Eagles. I think the Eagles will just what kind of music get all over Kirk Cousins.
It's early like in the music.
Pete, well done. We'll talk to you next week decides not to direct the show.
We got to do better than that next time, Joe.
See you, Pete. Pete Prisco's out here. Tony Baselli's
see you, boys.
Out here. Ashlyn Sullivan, Joe Fortunato.
Great job, Ashlyn.
I'm JP Shadrick.
Keep Hollywood at home.
This is Jaguars Monday on Jaguars Radio.